Good morning and welcome to the news at breakfast. At least 30 people have been injured and more than 2 million people have been left without power after violent storms ripped through the eastern US last night. The freak heat wave that hit the East Coast last week is said to be a contributing factor to yesterday's chaos. Officials have said they are running into difficulties in recovering the East Coast's power, and it's taking longer than first thought. As the soaring temperatures move to the Midwest, there are raising concerns for crop failure. There are no casualties recorded as of yet. Other news. Thousands of people have safely returned home from the popular Spanish tourist destination, the Costa del Sol, after a wildfire swept across the tourist hotspot earlier this week. Thousands of evacuees and tourists were allowed to return home after hundreds of firefighters managed to get the fire under control in the early hours of this morning. The fire broke out in Malaga's mountains and, encouraged by strong winds, rapidly wiped out 12 acres of land. The mayor said that it is, without a doubt, the worst fire Malaga has ever seen. And although no houses were destroyed, it will take a long time before the wildlife is restored. It is believed that one man has died and four others are being treated for injuries.